This is Voice of His Baby.
Hello everybody. Today I'm going to give a talk on the topic childhood blindness. To those with blindness, blindness is a significant issue and a painful condition. In this content, it is important to remember that blindness can also affect children. Childhood blindness is an important contribution to the national prevalence of the disability of blindness. Blindness in children generally means that the child cannot see an object 10 feet away that another child could see if it was 200 feet away. Children who are blind experience a lifetime of blindness which robs them of their opportunity. Globally, the number of children with blindness are approximately 1.4 million, representing 4% of global blind population, and an additional 17.5 million are at the risk of developing poor vision. Although this number is significantly lower than the number of adult blindness, the estimated economic and social burden of blindness for children is much greater due to increase in blind years. The current prevalence of blindness in children in India is known to be around 0.8 per 1000 children. There are various difficulties associated with tackling childhood blindness in India, like diverse cultural practices and beliefs due to socio-economic barriers. Besides this, the major challenges faced are due to inequitable distribution of healthcare services, with the most of the advanced eye care centers being located in the urban areas and the remote rural villages getting ignored. Controlling childhood blindness is considered as a high priority because, firstly, the children who are born blind or who become blind and survive have a lifetime of blindness ahead of them, with all the associated emotional, social, and economic cost to the children, family, and the society. Indeed, the number of blind years due to all causes of blindness in children is almost equal to number of blind years due to cataract in adults. Secondly, many causes of blindness in children are either preventable or treatable. Thirdly, many of the conditions associated with blindness in children are also causes of child mortality. For example, premature birth, measles, congenital rubella, vitamin A deficiency, and meningitis. So, control of blindness in these children is therefore closely linked to the child survival. Reducing visual loss in children poses particular challenges which are different from challenges of controlling adult blindness. Children are born with an immature visual system, and for normal visual system to develop, they need clear focused image to be transmitted to their higher visual center. Failure of normal visual maturation cannot be corrected in adult life, so there is a high level of urgency about treating childhood disease which does not necessarily apply to the adult condition. The assessment of vision and examination of eyes also poses particular difficulties which require time and experience on the part of the examiner. Furthermore, children's eyes cannot be considered as a small version of the adult eye because they respond differently to medical and surgical treatment. Having said that, there are many causes of blindness in children. The common causes of childhood blindness include refractive errors, retinopathy of prematurity, ophthalmia in utero, trauma, and developmental anomalies like microphthalmos, anophthalmos, and coloboma. Routine screening by ophthalmologists is therefore essential to identify these conditions. Government of India has taken a lot of measures in decreasing childhood blindness. This reflects a positive response to the action by the Ministry of the Health and Family Welfare by successful implementation of various programs related to the healthcare, immunization, and vitamin A supplementation, which have been made a positive impact by decreasing the burden of childhood blindness. This trend is supported by the evidence that there has been a significant reduction in vitamin A deficiency in India over the past two decades and are indicated by reduction in prevalence of bite dot spots from 1.8% among the preschool children in 1975 to 0.2 in 2012. Similarly, the incidence of rubella-related ocular morbidity has decreased, though it requires a strict rubella vaccination coverage and coverage in teenage girls. Besides blindness, the most important cause of visual impairment in Indian children is refractive error. Besides blindness, the important cause of visual impairment in Indian children is refractive error. The failure of correction of underlying refractive error is the most important contributory factor to visual impairment in India. Hence, diagnosis of refractive errors that can be corrected and timely correction of refractive error can lead to further prevention of amblyopia or lazy eye. This common cause of defective vision can easily be corrected with glasses. Parents and families should motivate children to wear glasses and also encourage outdoor activities and restrict the screen usage. Parents should also instruct the child to immediately notify them when the child has any difficulty in seeing things clearly. Eye health education to the children. First, report to the parents or teachers if there is a blurring of vision or any other discomfort. An irritation in the eye causes reflex rubbing of the eyes, which will aggravate the condition, so it should be immediately reported. Second, limit everyday screen activity by making new friends or playing under the sun. Keep a good distance from screen and also make sure the room is lit properly while watching TV. Do not use electronic gadgets before bed. Remember that our eyes also require rest and proper sleep is mandatory. Third, report any injury or irritation following chemical exposure to eyes immediately. Fourth, avoid playing with sharp and hard toys. Eye protection can be encouraged while playing. Fifth, always wash your hands after coming from school and play. Sixth, avoid junk food and make a habit to eat healthy food. Seven, do not hesitate for a routine eye checkup. Always use glasses prescribed, which will prevent other ocular discomfort and progression of the disease per se. 8. Always make sure while reading the room is adequately lit. Books are kept at a distance of 25 cm from the eye, with the light falling on the book from behind. Further interventions and strategies related to improving the blindness. The control of blindness in children, especially in India, requires well-designed and functional integrated healthcare delivery system for both screening and referral services and has to be tailored for both geographical accessibility and socio-cultural acceptance. A major recommendation to combat childhood blindness would be effective referrals to eye surgeons and especially pediatric ophthalmologists. Follow-up camps and preschool camps should be encouraged. Periodic and proper training of both ophthalmologists and optometrists in the field of pediatric ophthalmology and refraction is necessary. So I conclude by saying that, having said about the importance of recognizing important condition that can lead to childhood blindness, prompt management of the same is vital. To tackle with the current causes of ocular morbidity due to whole globe and retinal abnormalities, a careful genetic counseling of the patients before childbirth, especially in case of consanguineous marriage, and teleophthalmoplasty to diagnose the preventable and potential blinding diseases like retinopathy of prematurity should be emphasized to prevent these children from becoming blind in the future years. Although with the availability of proper healthcare facilities, the trend of childhood blindness is changing for the causes, but still a lot of effort in form of timely neonatal eye care facilities, pediatric surgical services and proper refraction strategies is required.
This is Voice of SBV.